sounds like a typical orchestra rehearsal, but these musicians are different. Music is not just their passion, it's their mission.
I first heard the band, like many of us, when I was a youngster, middle school. I said, I'm going to do that one day. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler. I'm the music director for the Airmen of Note, and I'm also the lead alto saxophonist.
They began their music careers on different paths. High school band directors, college professors, or touring professionals. But eventually, they all answered the call to serve their country in the United States Air Force Band.
This is the first.
Here at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, Lieutenant Colonel and Conductor Don Schofield walks the halls of the newly renovated Hangar 2. Photos of the band's honorable 75-year history are displayed proudly on the walls.
The picture that we're looking at here, this is the Air Force Band. Back in the early 1940s, they were all airmen soldiers, and that's what they did. So you can see that they had rifle training, they had gas mask training, so they were preparing for war of any kind.
They perform at public ceremonies, state dinners, and military funerals, but they also have a diplomatic purpose, especially during conflict.
When the Airmen of Note, the jazz band, was performing at the White House, the Japanese ambassador went to the American ambassador and he said, if your band is this good, how good are your pilots? So when we talk about a projection of power, a projection of professionalism through a universal language, that is able to reach boundaries culturally that you might not be able to do through words.
Colonel Larry Lang is the commander and conductor. He is responsible for the 184-member squadron, which performs nearly 1,600 missions every year, all around the world.
There was a base at Manas in Kyrgyzstan. We were playing at an orphanage, and the kids had never seen an American group before. It was just so heartening to see them smile and enjoy being with us, and brought a little hope to them.
The band turns 75 this year, and they are welcoming back more than 200 former members at two reunion concerts. For Master Sergeant Emily Wellington, it will be a family affair.
Both of my parents were in the band.
Her mother, retired Senior Master Sergeant Barbara Lewis, was a singer. Her father, retired Senior Master Sergeant Ted Lewis, was a trumpet player.
The things that stick out in my mind the most is when friends of mine didn't make it back from Vietnam, is when I'm standing at Andrews or at Arlington Cemetery. I'm thinking, that could have been me, but my horn kind of saved my life. But now I'm playing for people who didn't.
Two generations of military service through music.
I still picture standing on the stage, looking out to the audience and seeing the color guard and all the people standing up. Almost always brought tears to my eyes when I saw how the American people responded to that American flag and to the music that we performed to promote that feeling of love of our country.
At Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.